I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love how you're just kicking back lately. You ready?
Yeah, what do you want me to be?
What's funny is, which I don't think you realize right now, is you're lit up by Christmas trees.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, you did it?
This was me.
Oh, that's so nice.
I made myself an ornament for your Christmas. I asked my mom the other day because I was visiting her. I said, you have to come out for Christmas next year. You have to. Like, we're gonna do a proper Christmas.
Well, let's, because you don't want to go east anymore.
I do not want to come east anymore, but I will for her, but she owes me. And she said, I'm not coming unless, I'm only coming if Anna's going to be there. I said, why?
Like your chopped liver?
Yeah. And I said, I'm not enough. You have no sentimentality.
I got to give it to Mary. It's
and
true.
I was like, what constitutes a sentimentality for you? Well, when I came here last time, you didn't have a wreath. I said, I had a glass door. You want me to put a nail through glass to hang a wreath? How the hell does that make sense?
I bet if you went
and I
online, there's some sort of workaround to a glass.
Give me a
people
break.
With glass doors.
You're not going to come and visit because I don't have a wreath on my door? I had a Christmas tree, and now we have the space for a proper tree. I can't wait to have a proper tree.
I've been through a million Christmases with you where you've had a house that could.
No, not the old house. I couldn't.
Kate,
not the new house either.
Why don't you fuck tree?
I do. I want a proper tree next year because there's a perfect spot for it. In the other places, there weren't, including this rental. There have not been.
Where are you going to put the wreath? Because you also need a wreath. Have you noticed I put a wreath on the gate outside? It's dying.
I was actually going to say it's seen better days.
Well, it was a sunny Christmas here in L.A. It burned to
up
a
until
crisp.
Yesterday when
I think
it started
I have to get
too.
A fake one for the gate. I know. It's low self-esteem. I'll take care of it when you leave. I'll throw
they
it away.
They sell legit faux real looking wreaths.
That's not what we do around here.
No,
apparently.
Kim puts her foot down when it comes
but
to
but I think
authenticity.
For this outside thing, I might need to go fake for the sun. Fire.
Maybe next year, Mary could stay at your house because you'll have a real wreath on the gate. I'll have a
so
real wreath
you.
Next year because we don't have a glass door. So I don't have to worry about putting
this is
a
what
nail
I'm asking you,
through
but you
glass.
Also have a really tall metal door now. So I'm wondering how you're going to. I can't wait to see this.
I'll figure it out.
I can't wait. But you do owe her. She's your mother. And if she wants a wreath, get her.
I'll get her
goddamn
a wreath.
She'll,
like I said before I started this story, we're going to do it right next year. This year is not the year. We're moving. Next year, different story. But I was given those requirements. Anna has to be there or she's not coming.
Kris Kringle Menig. Oh, yeah. Well, where did she think Anna was going to be? Like she doesn't.
I don't know. Maybe she thought she'd be in Brazil.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, if she's in Brazil, I'll be in Brazil. I'll be right behind her. I want to be warm. I'll tell you where it wasn't warm. Philly.
Tell me all about it. So you just got back.
We have to preface this by saying that.
We know Christmas has come and gone.
Yes. We're now in the brand new year of 2024.
the last thing people also want to hear about.
Is what happened in 2023.
But you know what? We're here. We're still in 2023. That's just the way pants works. We're behind.
It's like we're Marty McFly. Our DeLorean is a little trapped between between dates. But it's okay. We're in the past, speaking into the future.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of amazing.
We're time traveling.
So I went to visit my mom.
Kate, we're time traveling.
I know.
That just tripped me out for some reason. Listen, we're still in 2023. Things are still the same. If on January 10th, when this airs, things are better, great. But we're still here.
We won't know because we're in the past.
Right. Tell me about your thing.
We watched...
No.
What?
Oh, you and Mary.
Yeah.
I thought you were back in LA in this story. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm
you're in Philly.
I'm in Philly. Well, you asked me about my trip, and then we got into the Back
to
the Future talk.
I'm locked in.
I don't have some big revelations. Don't get your hopes up. But we did watch Barbie together.
The greatest movie ever made, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good.
It went over her head.
What?
It's a generational thing. She doesn't get the references.
But
and
Barbie's
I understand
been around
it.
Forever.
It's not about Barbie. Everyone knows what Barbie is. But there's a lot of...
Right.
The movie's brilliant because of what the themes are and all of these... I was laughing
hysterically. But it's not like women have been treated any differently than when your
no,
mom was...
No, but the references are current. And okay. So it's a generational thing. So when Ken, who I think was the most overrated character in the whole film, was playing Matchbox 20...
Mm-hmm. At her.
Dying laughing. Yeah. But she didn't get it.
Well, that I get why she wouldn't get it. Okay.
But references, but there were a number of them like that. And I thought, oh, it's a shame you don't get this because they're so clever. I think the unsung hero of the whole film, Kate McKinnon.
Well, yeah.
Weird Barbie
with
the leg up in the air.
The
I mean, we all had that Barbie we destroyed.
Or maybe just did lesbians have that Barbie?
I think everybody had that Barbie.
Yeah.
The ones where you chop the hair off.
Yeah, and it's like under the bed, with like dog hair on it. You're just like, oh, I'll get around to finishing dressing
her later. I just
thought
she was incredible. Margot Robbie, America Ferrera, like they were amazing.
Yeah, it's great. You're a little, talk about time traveling.
Issa Rae playing President Barbie. I was like, I'll take Issa Rae as president.
I couldn't talk. I was so excited to talk about it after I saw it, but we were in that stupid
you
strike.
You
would have
been
a
scab.
I know. I love that movie. So you landed in Philly. Was it snowing?
No, thank God. Because if it was snowing, then flights would have been delayed.
Right.
It would have been treacherous to walk for her. I would have been nervous the whole time. No, actually, it was getting colder as my days went on. When I first got there, I thought, oh, this is fairly mild for December. And then the next day, it dropped and it was crazy windy. But, you know, you go and I run a bunch of errands for her and I took her to the doctor and took her out to dinner and celebrated her birthday and taught her how to use her phone again, went in one ear and out the other.
Because she doesn't want to.
Set her
she
up with
care.
Some streaming channels, ones that she'll forget she has the moment I leave. Bought her a new vacuum, new coffee maker, taught her how to use that. Hopefully she'll remember.
That's nice.
Stuff like that.
Did you walk to dinner? Do you guys walk to dinner when it's
you
cold?
Walk everywhere.
It's like New York.
Okay. Yeah, it's not, you don't, no, not, no, we walk everywhere. I got my soft pretzel when I was there.
You did?
I was craving one to the point where I couldn't think about anything else except getting a Philly soft pretzel.
Well, that's really
because those are the only soft pretzels that count.
Okay.
And you know, when you eat something that you've been craving, it's incredibly satisfying,
yes.
But it also has a sense memory to it.
Yes.
I had that very visceral experience with my soft pretzel.
Did you go alone or were you with
we
your
were
mom?
Walking back. I was walking my mom back from her doctor's appointment.
Did you stop at a cart?
Yeah.
Or did you go into a store?
No, I went into a cart. And I was like, I'm craving a soft pretzel. But they sell out. So
what do you get on it?
You get some mustard on it.
Okay.
Or nothing.
Do you squeeze like every, do you get a couple of packs of mustard?
No, the guy does it. The guy does
so
it.
So it's flat?
Huh?
Like when you get it, is it flat and he puts it on the whole ribbon?
Yeah, he puts it on the pretzel. Yeah.
The whole ribbon?
Yeah.
So every bite has a mustard.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway, the most satisfying snack I've had and I can't remember when.
I love this. What else
is on?
And
I'm mad because I should have bought more so
Why?
I could bring them back here.
No, they would be stale, Kate. Maybe still. Right. And then you heat it up and it's probably
I got my mom a pretzel. She was like, oh, this is good. And I was like, right? You should get more of these.
What else can someone put on a Philly or a pretzel?
A lot of things.
Like what? You pick mustard. What else could, like if I walked up and
you shouldn't put anything else on a pretzel first
okay,
of all.
But what is
don't
on
put,
the cart?
Don't push
what
it.
Are my options?
Why do you want more options than mustard?
I want to know my options.
I don't
I always
know
want to
because
know my
I'm
options.
Not one of those idiots that gets a bunch of shit on their pretzel. You stick to
I didn't ask mustard. What you, we know what you do. You do mustard.
But you're, who else is going to answer you? No one.
I'm
you're talking to
asking
me.
Asking you what else someone can.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
you
because
seen,
nobody
like, the guy
else
in front of you make
no.
a different choice.
If someone wants melted cheese or cheese whiz on their pretzel, that's their problem.
So there's cheese whiz.
That sounds
that's
disgusting.
Disgusting.
Well, there
the
you
kind,
go.
The zzz, that yeah. kind. I used to love that as a kid. What was
yeah,
that
it
called?
Was good. You put it on crackers
yeah.
with like a with like a lunch meat.
on
it's
a
amazing.
Triscuit.
It's incredible.
but not on a pretzel.
No.
Bam.
Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like yeah. I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into
okay,
bed.
Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is our best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra
many.
Brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Well, you and I have a big year ahead of us.
We sure do. Where were we this time last year?
Well, I hate to say, but I don't think we were working. Were we?
No.
No, we had just stopped working.
Yeah.
So we're a complete year of non-work besides Pants.
Thanks, studios.
Thanks to Pants. No, thank you also to Pants.
No. Thank God for Pants. I'm being sarcastic when I thank the studios because they're the ones who put us in this mess in the first place. But I'm dating myself because we're talking about 2023 and now
like,
we're in 2024.
Move on with your lives. So here we are. It's 2024 to everyone else but us right now. Things are looking up. I have to actually, I think I need to like shake off this year before I can talk that way because I'm not there yet.
No,
I think it was like a really shitty year.
It was a
can I just be honest?
You're not alone. It was a traumatizing.
It was
12 months.
A really bad year.
It was a
and
bad year.
And I don't
year.
Really look at the world like that, but this has been dark.
There were some beautiful moments and moments of levity, but
sure.
Generally speaking, it was that wasn't my favorite. I don't think it was.
Do anyone. We say this every year? I just had deja vu.
I don't recall saying that.
Okay,
the year before.
I just don't want to be one of those. Because I'm super grateful for.
Absolutely.
Most everything in my life. Yeah.
But being grateful and acknowledging something not being fabulous They can,
right.
It's okay. They can
right.
coexist.
I don't have to be like,
it's not either or. Yeah.
24 was my favorite number for a long time. So I'm hoping for some really great things. Even
friendly.
They fit into each other.
Right.
It's kind of cozy.
Oh, you know, yeah, it was really, what? Can I say one other thing about mm-hmm. traveling? One thing I can say now that it's over, it was one thing I was really grateful for about being out of town is that I got to sleep uninterrupted without the dogs.
All right, let's hear about it because you get
I just got to sleep
lot,
in.
Right?
I didn't get woken up. You realize I haven't had a proper night's sleep since June? It felt so great.
So
have,
is Bugsy to blame or is it like the duo? Like,
well,
together,
one feeds
they,
off the other. Right. Bugsy went to training. And it's not like I was expecting to have, I wasn't expecting to suddenly live with a Navy SEAL. I just wanted her to sleep through the night and potty outside. That's it. That's all I wanted. But she's still a puppy and she wakes up in the middle of the night and then Mo is like, oh, you're up? I'm going to get up.
That's what I was asking.
And it's anarchy. Okay. And you get one settled and the other one riles up and then vice versa. If you're lucky, you can sleep till 6:30. That's a red letter day. But for 3-4 days in Philly, I slept and I felt like I finally caught up with my sleep. And I purposely slept in because I knew this is the only chance I had. It's
well,
like I
speaking
never left.
Of dogs, my worst nightmare came true the other day, but I was outside. Thank God I told you this. Banjo fell in the pool.
Can't believe it.
This has been my, it's just like a motherly fear. So whenever I put her out back, I'm always like, I walk by the door every like minute because I'm like, because she loves to chase squirrels. She was so distracted, right? Squirrels, because, you know, they're coming to get the things they buried. They're like, time to get the nuts.
Right.
So there's like all of them. There's like baby squirrels. There's a lot of squirrels out here right now. So she's doing that.
Like
I was outside and I had the ball.
You live in a safari.
I had the ball and I threw it and I went around over by the pool equipment and I hear, psh! And I look over and she's not even horizontal. She's like vertical with her head. It was so scary. If I was not there.
So you threw the ball and she
yeah.
dove in.
And
to
I
get
think
it.
She was looking at the squirrels and excited I was out there with the ball and it was just too much for her and she slipped. And this is what I keep telling you now that you're gonna have a pool.
We have a cover though.
I know, but you're not gonna always have it over. You're not gonna always have it.
True. True.
I don't worry about Mo, I worry about Bugsy because of her leg size.
Yeah.
I just want her to be able to be okay. Anyway, just, you know, check on her a lot.
So, but it's
they
funny
don't
because
mean to fall. It's an accident.
It's funny because in the summertime, a ball goes into the pool and Banjo will just bark at it until you have to go get it.
Because she probably looked up at a tree and was running towards the
and
ball.
And her foot slipped.
Yeah, she slipped.
Baby
Banjo. I know. Anyway, I grabbed her so fast.
Oh my, did you jump
she was
in the water?
Soaking wet. I didn't have to. She was on the edge. She was trying to claw her way out, which is how they drown.
So she was hanging on to the lip of the...
Yeah, she was like... Psh, psh, oh, like it was awful. You know when you imagine something too many times and then you're like, oh my God, it's happening?
Yeah, it's like you feel like you conjured it.
But also... Oh, I hope not. But also, I was here. I was out there. So it was all great.
Oh, sweet Banjo.
I know. I can't with these loves of our lives.
These little time bombs of pain.
Yep, ticking time bombs of pain.
It's the best way to describe
her. Amy Sedaris. Okay, well, listen, for 2024, and this goes out to our straight listeners, too. We love you, too.
Do we have straight listeners?
I don't know. But people, for some reason, want to know what we're watching. And I think because it's probably mostly you.
Me?
Well, you love to talk about what you watch. You love to talk about it. Well, I meant that as I think they're interested.
Oh, good. I take pride in what I watch.
Yeah, so inquiring gay minds want to know. Do you have any gay content that you like?
Gay content.
I shouldn't say the word content. It's so gross
means.
And overused.
Yeah.
Do you have a gay...
I
don't know. Anything.
Gay movies?
Sure.
Gay TV shows?
Movies,
gay books?
What do you like?
Movies are one thing. TV shows are different.
Mine are really dated.
Oh, me too.
And
I have
it's
nothing
because
current.
I think when I was, coming, really having my moment in discovering myself, it was the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my references are from there. But I did go to the movie theater recently specifically to see a movie that was gay because I was very excited about it.
What?
Bottoms.
Oh, Bottoms. I haven't seen that.
And it was so fucking good. I loved it. It was right up my alley. It was funny. It was campy. It was like Heathers for gay people.
Oh, I have to see Bottoms.
It was dark, like kind of culty. I loved it.
The girl from The Bear is on it, right?
Yes.
I love her.
I couldn't have loved it more. But I did specifically go because I was like, I want to go see this gay movie.
So that's not cool a date. Okay, so then that's not a dated director. Reference.
No, I know. That's why I just, I had to go back on what I just said.
Bam. There was a little pocket of Angelina Jolie time between from 1996 to 1998.
Such a thing for her.
Who did it?
I'll never forget.
Who did it?
Can I say
it? No. Who did it? So wait a second. And she did these two movies. She did Foxfire and Gia. And when I remember seeing Gia's ads on HBO, and I know who Gia Carangi was because she was from Philly. She was sort of like, oh, right, the supermodel from Philly. But then I saw she was playing Gia. Who wasn't like running off to watch it? But it was Foxfire and Gia.
I didn't see Gia.
But what?
I didn't have, I've never seen it. I never had, I'm not allowed to say.
What?
You loved her.
I totally loved her from 1996 to 1998.
But we went specifically.
Oh my God, we went to go see
you.
Ellen.
Oh my God, I thought you were saying I couldn't
say. Yeah,
Ellen invited us to go, or Alexandra, somebody did. To
her
come
and Alex?
Because she was.
Wait a minute. Was this back when Alex and Ellen were
still? Yes, and she was on Ellen, and I thought you were going to lose your mind. You were so excited. So you and I went. We sat in the audience.
Yeah.
Pretty much like third row. And she came out to, I don't know what she was promoting.
I don't know.
I was mostly caretaking you because I was
Let's not get, this wasn't like New Kids on the Block level.
Okay.
And no, it wasn't.
Okay.
This was like 2003, 2002.
Yeah. Three. I mean.
I think it was like 2003.
We knew each other a little better. We met. Yeah. Anyway, I had a lot of hand-holding that day to make sure you were going to be okay. And we never even met her, but
never
she was only,
her.
But we were close to her because she was, but we went specifically because she was there and you wanted to see her.
Well, there was that little, all stems from that little pocket
Thank
of time
you for
between
me
96
tell that story.
And 98. And anyone who knows what I'm talking about at that time can say
knows.
I relate.
Okay,
but
let
you
me
didn't
ask you something.
Because you said back then you didn't do it. You didn't do it. That wasn't
I wasn't, it was, she's not my cup of tea in the, get
oh
me excited kind of way.
She was amazing in that time.
I'm not
Arwen
she
knows
wasn't.
What I'm talking about, right?
Everybody
yep, she's
knows.
She's shaking her head. Maybe it's like a...
But so here's... Okay, so... I was wondering this. Like, I was so used to like putting gay on people growing up because I didn't have any gay content. Here, I said it again. God, there's got to be another word. Somebody help me.
Deliverables.
So that I had to make everything gay for myself. Like I think I'm so in practice of that, in that I'm like, I'll just make you gay, Angelina, or I'll just make you gay.
I did the same thing. I did that with my TV shows and my movies. And
right.
And
so
maybe. But then I look at a show like Euphoria, and I don't consider
really
that a gay show by any means. But I can. But I guess I consider that.
But it's not a gay show.
It's not a gay show,
so
but there's a relationship between Jules and Rue that I'm so invested in. And I think it's because they don't make Jules being trans a plot point. She just is. And it's such a beautiful relationship between these two girls. And you're so invested
it's
in
incredible.
It.
It's incredible.
And that's what draws me in. One of the reasons why it draws me in. And it's because it's so believable and you can feel
it.
Well,
it's beautifully written. It's beautifully acted.
But just like, oh, this is a gay relationship.
The cast is incredible.
This is a gay relationship on a non-gay show that feels so authentic.
Well, that is an example.
And it's not preachy and it's not any of this thing.
It doesn't have to be like, this is a big gay show.
I understand. That's why I'm saying. It's like, so when queer content, I'm like, what is that? Like, I just get drawn to certain projects. Sometimes they're gay, but a lot of times they're not.
What about The Kids Are All Right? Did you like that movie? Love that movie.
You know what I love about that film is that the content, the story isn't about some young person's discovery or repression. It's a mature story, and I wish there were more of those.
Well, about, they're mature lesbians.
Yes, but there's not enough, because all queer stories involve someone's discovery of themselves or someone's repression of who they are. It's never just this mature story of two women trying to figure out their long-term marriage with kids. And it was amazing. But I am a sucker for Lisa Chulidenko. Mm-hmm. High Art is probably in my top five.
Now, see, that's not a lot of people's favorite gay movie.
High Art?
Loved it. Yeah.
Why isn't it?
I don't know. I loved it.
It's so beautifully done.
Maybe, okay, so what are some of your 90s references?
High Art.
Yeah, I'm with you. High Art.
There's a film, I think it's Swedish, called Show Me Love.
I've never seen it.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Arwen? Is it Swedish? Could be Swedish.
Do I need to see that, Kate?
It's amazing.
Okay, what about Bound? You can't forget Bound.
I'm not done. Bound.
Okay.
Amazing.
Also, I have to give the movie I was in a little pride. I had a tiny part in a
100%
great movie.
All over me.
That's a coming of age story.
Yes. Love that movie. Also, you already said The Kids Are All Right.
That was in 90s.
No, that was mid-2000s. Then there's a film called, have you seen Amy and Jaguar?
No.
That's going to rip your soul out. Have you seen it, Arwen? Oof. It's a killer, but it's amazing. And
did you like Blue is the Warmest Color? Super controversial.
I did, but I feel like I'm not allowed to because the director was such a dick. But those two girls are amazing.
They're amazing, but yeah, it's the way, I guess, what they went through to film it.
Yeah, he was horrible, which just makes me think, it's not.
So you can't watch it really and go, oh, it's great.
But I can watch it and respect the work they did.
But I love their performances, yeah.
I thought they were incredible.
That really felt like a painful gay story, but I mean, I like their performance.
I like their performances even more, knowing the hell they were going through, because they really...
And then there's Go Fish. We can't forget like the classic.
Go Fish wasn't my go-to.
Well, when I was, 20, 21, I must have been a tiny gay. We rushed to that theater in a way nobody understood.
And?
Well, does it hold up?
I don't know, does it?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time, but I'm guessing no, because it was a lot of people like sitting around talking.
Right.
But it was so exciting to see gay people on a big screen that it didn't matter. And then Guinevere had her little backwards baseball cap.
Yeah, she was
Rose Trochet.
Rose wrote and directed it, right?
I think she wrote it.
I think she wrote it with Guinevere.
She definitely directed it.
I think she wrote it with Guinevere, didn't she?
Okay.
Because they were dating at the time.
That makes sense.
See, this is where the generational is a little different with you and I, because Go Fish
wasn't
my go-to.
But it was like, it broke barriers.
I understand.
So you have to even if it doesn't, I'm not saying rush out and see it, everybody, but in a way I'm kind of like, yeah, you should
see
it.
No, it's a part of history.
Like Desert Hearts, another classic from the 80s?
Yeah. That wasn't my go-to movie either.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, let's not forget.
I'm going to go a little more current.
Yeah. Good, because I'm not saying these are my wrecks. I just needed to give them props.
Absolutely.
Because we wouldn't be where we are today.
100%.
Okay.
And we probably wouldn't have had our jobs if it wasn't for that movie. I have to go a little more current and say that I really like cold lesbians and wearing petticoats.
Okay.
Ammonite.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I've had my
Kate Winslet, your favorite. You have an obsession with Kate Winslet.
I do. Your Angelina was my Kate Winslet.
And Ammonite.
So it is funny I didn't rush out and see that. I had so many years with Kate, her and I together in my mind, that maybe I grew out of her.
Okay. Well, I'm going to
spend a lot of.
Well, I'm going to say you're missing out, because Kate only gets better with age. And
I know that. I'm not, this isn't like I've let her go. Well, I just...
Don't sleep on her. Don't sleep on
I'm
this.
I'm not.
Have you seen Ammonite, Arwen? Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's so good.
What is it about them being cold and old-timey that you like so much?
I just like cold, sad lesbians in petticoats.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
You want to be one or you want to be
No, I just
one?
Enjoy the backdrop of the story. You got to watch it. It's so good.
I will.
Good.
I'm excited about your recommendations.
Good. I watched it because I like Kate Winslet. And then I saw, oh, her and Saoirse. Oh, I like those two. They're great. And then you come to find out they're playing,
they're playing lovers in a film. Something kind of consistent with your taste. Everyone's like gorgeous and all your films. You're like Angelina.
That's universal from the 90s. So, I'm not alone in that.
Okay. But I have to give our friend Coleman a rec right now, which is Rustin, because
he's incredible. That's an
amazing story, and his performance is off the chains.
I mean, it was just a matter of time until he was going to be recognized for how brilliant he is.
I mean,
it was just like,
get
just
ready for watching, 2024.
Yeah, you were just kind of watching the clock tick, being like, all right, when is this going to happen? Because it's going to happen any day now.
It's going to happen big time this year. But also, it's a great story.
Another movie.
Yeah.
I don't know which country it's from, but it's called Tomboy.
What is it about?
It's about a tomboy. And it's a great movie. Pants.
All right. Let's talk TV shows.
Okay.
What do you like on TV?
A show that never got a lot of love, and it should have.
Work in Progress?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. I knew you were going to say that because you and I have talked about it.
Well, it was so well written.
So well written.
It was so well performed.
Yep. And it was funny.
It was subtle. It hit all the notes really well.
It didn't take itself too seriously.
It wasn't preachy, but it gave something. It was so nuanced and it just felt lived in and you could relate to it. And I don't think that show ever got its flowers, and it should have. Oh, I have one. How about The Real World San Francisco? Were you around for that? Or were you not
watching? Is that the first one?
No, that was the third one.
No. Only the first one
with
watched.
Pedro?
That was the first one.
No, it was the third one. The first one was New York. The second one was Venice, California, somewhere on the west side in L.A. And the third one was San Francisco.
Like you're telling people to...
I'm just thinking of things that I remember where I thought, and this wasn't a gay show, but there was Pedro. He passed away of HIV, but he was very open about it. And it was during that time where AIDS was still this like dirty little secret, and he was very open about it. And I remember what an impact that made. I think I was in high school. Everybody in high school was talking about it because at the time, Real World was like what you didn't miss.
Yeah.
Every week it was on.
No, HIV was like around still. I mean, we used to get tested every year. Like it was a common thing to do in New York.
Yeah.
So it was the first time people got to see a peer, like someone their age.
Yeah. But he helped normalize it instead of making everyone so scared of it.
Exactly.
And
just so important.
Yeah. I just remember that had an impact on me. When it came out, I think it was 93. If it wasn't 93, then it was 94, but it was one of those two.
Well, I do want to say there is a lot of gay, what do we call it? What are we going to call it?
Deliverables.
No, that's different.
Why? You're delivering a good.
there's more of it. There's probably still not enough. And I feel like I need to kind of wake up to it at this point and watch more. Like, I almost feel like it's a responsibility.
Okay.
You don't.
Like what?
Like, supporting. I want to support. You talk so much about it.
But you do support.
Representation. And then here I am. And I'm like, what's out there?
But you it's do support
lot.
It.
I think it's a lot of it. A lot of the stories are younger, so it doesn't really hit my...
Your sensories?
I don't hear about it.
Lisha, there's a lot of content in general that's come out in the last 5 years. I think that bubble has finally burst. But for a period of time now, there were 8,000 TV shows being made simultaneously. It was impossible to keep track. There are TV shows still out there, and I see their names, and I think, never heard of it.
Yeah, and I kind of wait for it to like bubble to the top. I'm like, if it's really, really good, I'll hear about it.
But it's not even gay content. Sometimes it's like a gay character. Again, I'm going to use Euphoria, not a gay show, but they have gay characters and they fucking hit and they hit hard. And I love that. I love it for that reason.
Right.
A TV show that is gay that I have heard is amazing, but I've never seen it, is a show called Vita.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of it?
Of course.
You watched it?
Nope.
Because there's so much television out there, but I hear it's great. I am curious what we're missing in this.
Me too.
What are we missing? Because there is a lot more out there.
Well, I think we need to lean into the pockets for recommendations because you and I have.
Oh, I thought of another one.
Great.
Sorry. Elliot Page's Gaycation that he did for Vice. Have you seen that?
No,
he
I know
go
you
all
loved
around
that.
The world. It was so good. And Anna was in the one where he went to
Anna's in it. For
but
sure.
When he went to Brazil, she was in that. A little piece of trivia.
Please write in or call in and we'll tune into these things. Let us know what we need to watch. We're obviously missing some things.
I'm really good on the movie front. The TV front, I'm a little weak.
You might be off on the movie front. You don't know.
There's a number of things I've seen that I just didn't like, which is why I'm not bringing them up.
Okay.
Because I don't think that's nice to do.
No, it's not.
So I'm sticking to the ones that made an impact on me.
Right. But still, someone could write in with one of the ones you might have already seen, but they might write in with things you haven't seen. So let's open up the forum. And you and I can recap those.
Okay.
Not recap, but talk about them.
There's another good one I thought of. It's an English film, and it came out in 1999. And it's called Get Real. I saw that in New York when it came out, the Film Forum or something. It was really, really good. But I don't know if you can find it. It's one of those little secret gem films.
All right.
Anyway, sorry. I just thought of that.
No.
I want to know what other people are watching.
Me too. Please let us know. Anyway, we love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Even though we're saying this in the past.
Yeah, and we'll see you.
We're saying this in the past, but we're saying to you, Happy New Year.
We sure are. Happy New Year.
In the present.
Okay, I keep trying to close out.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Leisha Haley, and Kate Menig, produced and edited by Arwin Nix, mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Pera of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.